Today, Monday, the Niger Electoral Commission decided, despite the ECOWAS summit injunction, to go ahead with its election. So today, the police, the gendarme, and the military officers, all of them are going to cast their vote. And tomorrow it will be the turn of the whole of the population.
But a delegation of ECOWAS met with President Tandja on Sunday. It didn't help in persuading President Tandja to put off the election.
No. So Ellen Johnson Sirleaf was here together with the former Nigerian head of state, Abdulsalami Abubakar, and some other ECOWAS VIPs. But that one notwithstanding, they met with Tandja, but still he refused to stop the process because what his foreign affairs minister is saying is they are too far into the process for them to stop it. So that the ECOWAS should understand them and let them go on with it. And later on, maybe they can now try to see how they can negotiate with the opposition.
How are Nigerians reacting to such development after the international intervention and the government seem not to be persuaded?
Yeah, you know, the people who are really conscious of what the international relation means, they are scared because there is a threat of embargo on Niger because ECOWAS is threatening to close all the borders with Niger, you see. So which will be too bad because, you know, Niger is an inland country. So I don't think we can cope for a long time if at all ECOWAS has gone ahead with its threat, you see.
So what has the opposition done so far? Because they seem to be confused and confounded by what is going on.
Yeah, so yesterday, at the same moment that the ECOWAS summit is taking place at Abuja, so in Niamey, the opposition organized a rally and a meeting, you know. So they gathered some thousands of people in front of the National Assembly, and they criticized all the process, and they asked the ECOWAS to come to their rescue, if you want.
Now, some people are worried that the opposition seem to be very ineffective in propagating its case against what they claim to be President Tandja's plan to stock the parliament with members of his party.
You see, in Niger, what is happening is the problem of the opposition is they are conscious of something. The army is backing Tandja, actually, because, you know, he is a former military officer. So they are confused, actually, with the stand of the army. That is what is confusing them. You know, what is happening in Niger is the same thing that is happening in Honduras. You see what happened in Honduras. But here in Niger, it is as if, anyway, it is a kind of coup d'etat, anyway, because it had the caution of the army.
So on Tuesday, the process of the parliamentary election will still go on.
Yes, yes. But let me tell you something. Except the MNSD, the ruling party, which itself has lost millions of his followers because, you know, the case of the ex-Prime Minister, Hama Amadou. So most of his people are no more in MNSD. They created another party. Now, the other parties that are supporting Tandja, most of them are small parties. Since 20 years, it is the first time that some of them are entering an election itself, you see, just because they know Tandja has the power and he needs some people to support them. So there are opportunities, if you want. Mrs. Aishatu Mindaudu, the foreign affairs minister, told the press that the whole process will continue because they can't stop it because they just have 2 days to go. So there is no way they can stop the process.